Come, Christians, join to sing. Alleluia, amen. Loud praise to Christ our King. Alleluia, amen. Let all with heart and voice before his throne rejoice. Praise is his gracious choice. Alleluia, amen. Join with us, oh come, lift your hearts on high. Alleluia, amen. Let praises fill the sky. Alleluia, amen. He is our guide and friend. To us he'll condescend. His love will never end. Alleluia, amen. Praise yet our Christ again. Alleluia, amen. Life shall not end the strain. Alleluia, amen. On heaven's blissful shore, his greatness will adore. Singing forevermore, alleluia, amen. Alleluia, amen.
Amen. It is good to be here with you this morning and worship the Lord together. That is our goal for this, the next 45 minutes, is to proclaim who God is and to magnify our Savior this morning. The service this morning, there's been evidence that God has been here. God is here, and we trust that he will continue to be here. This morning, as we go through the service, we don't necessarily have a theme as such, but most of our songs, or a lot of our songs, are songs of trust, songs of allowing God to be who God is. And I don't know for you, but that's hard at times, because especially us men, we think we can do it on our own, and we really can't. But sometimes we find out later than sooner. So we have a lot of songs that talk about the Christian life, who God is, what he's here for. He wants to carry our needs. He wants to be God in our lives. And then in the second standing, we have songs talking about heaven and worship around the throne. This morning, let's as one unit worship God for who he is. That is our goal. That is our purpose of being here. I'll do a quick introduction. And we are two sets of brothers, and believe it or not, there are six Troyer boys. And I tell you, it's a pleasure to travel with these guys. We have Phil, Johnny, Titus, Joe, Marcus, and Matt. And they are the sons of David and Irma Troyer, which we are glad to also have them here with us. Then we have Kenny and Kim, and I'm Sean, and our last name is Miller. And we're also glad to have our parents, Andy and Ada Miller, with us. And we also are privileged to have our wives. And I don't hear it now, but the one guy back here usually whispers in my ear, and fiance. So we're also glad to have her with us. So we are blessed to have them all with us on this trip. We also want to recognize Andre Troyer. He is our sound guy, and he's the one that tries to enhance our sound. And then also our bus driver. We couldn't be here without him, David and Maple Stolzfus. Good to have you here. Let's worship the Lord this morning. That is our goal for being here.
All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall.
Let angels prostrate fall.
Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him. On this terrestrial ball, to him all majesty ascribe, and crown him, crown him. Sacred throng, we at his feet may fall, we at his feet may fall. We'll join the everlasting song and crown him, crown him. Him Lord of all.
Our next song talks about God's holiness. The title is Be Ye Holy. And I don't think any of us really truly understands how holy God is. I guess the challenge as we sing this song, allow yourself to experience the holiness of God. Let it minister to your life.
Be ye holy, holy, for the Lord God Almighty. Holy, be ye holy, holy, for holy, holy is the Lord. Be
for holy, holy is the Lord. Ooh.
God tells us in his word, be ye holy, for I am holy. God has entrusted us to be his representatives and his temples here on earth. If you are a child of God, then you are the very temple of God. Is your temple a place where you seek to lift up yourself and to live life the way you want to live it? Or is your temple one that shows forth the love, the praise, and the glory of our holy God?
So be ye holy, for the Lord God Almighty is holy. Be ye holy, holy, for holy, holy is the Lord.
That song has been a challenge to me this morning, calling us to be holy. And if you think, how can we as individuals be holy with a sinful nature that we have? It's not natural for us to be holy. But what blesses me is how precious each one of us is in God's sight. And the only way we can be holy is if we have Christ in our lives. And it's such a blessing. You know, so many times I try to do that on my own. Try to do the right things. Be the nice guy. But without God, I cannot be holy. So I just want to encourage each one of us and myself to be holy this week. Not because of myself, but because of what Christ is doing in my life.
In heavenly armor we'll enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord. No weapon that's fashioned against us will stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord.
When the power of darkness comes in like a flood,
the battle belongs to the Lord.
He's raised up a standard, the power of his blood.
The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord.
When your enemy presses in hard, do not fear.
The battle belongs to the Lord.
Take courage, my friend, your redemption is near.
The battle belongs to the Lord, and we sing glory and honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory and honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory and honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory and honor, power and strength to the Lord.
Amen. Did you catch the words in that chorus? We sing
Glory, honor, and strength to who? To the Lord. Not to us. On ourselves, on our own, when the devil comes at us. Many times that I know I've fallen, and on my own I'm powerless. But what an encouragement. With the Lord, we sing strength and power and honor to the Lord. He will help us. He will help you no matter what you're facing in life. Maybe you're going through something that you think you cannot overcome. Next time you're faced with that, think of that power. Avail yourself to that power and that strength that the Lord gives you. And you can have victory. We can all have victory in Him. Let's praise Him for that.
When the sea is raging and waves are crashing round, when my heart is heavy and I'm swiftly going down, help me to remember, however rough the sea, that underneath the current your arms are holding.
In your arms you cradle me and make me feel secure. In your arms you're showing me your mercy will endure.
In your arms you're lifting me above the trouble.
Be safe because I know your arms are holding me. When the storm has ceased her raging, the sun will still remain. So until the shadows vanish, your power will sustain. For it's there that I find refuge, where I'll be safe from harm. No storm can overtake me in the shelter of your arms. In your arms you cradle me and make me feel secure. In your arms you're showing me your mercy will endure.
In your arms you're lifting me above the troubled sea.
I'll be safe because I know your arms are holding me.
When I think
he's done and where he's brought me from. I've got so much to thank him for.
When I look around and see the good things he does for me, I know I'm unworthy of them all. And his blessings he freely gives, I owe my life to him. I've got so much to thank him for.
I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for. You see, he has been so good to me.
When I think
of what he's done and
where
he's brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for.
And sometimes, while on this way, I kneel and I stop and say, Lord, thank you for all you've done for me. And one day I'll reach heaven's shore. Oh, please let me kneel once more. I've got so much to thank you for.
I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for. You see, he has been so good to me.
When
I think of what he's done and
where
he's brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for.
When
I think of what he's done and
where
he's brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for.
Oh, that song is so true. Every time we sing that, we sing the one part where it says, and where I can't think of the words right now exactly how it goes, but I'm so thankful for where he's brought me from. All of us who are believers, or we sure should be, thankful for where God has brought us from. God has delivered us from so much. He has given us so much. We are so unworthy of what he has given us. And it's only because of him. It's not because of anything righteous in me, anything holy in me. It's all because of him. And I praise him for that this morning.
The next song we're going to sing is entitled, This Lord is My King. And it's a song that talks about the life of Christ. And in a short period of time, or in about three verses, it goes through Christ coming to earth, dying as our Savior, and then now it's our chance to come to him. And in the chorus, it goes, This Lord is my King, salvation he brings. He is King of all kings. Redeemer and Savior, he's coming again. Hallelujah. 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 After this song, we're going to take a short break, and I think James is going to lead in some praise and worship.
A long time ago, God did promise to men salvation to save them. It was in his plan. A Savior would come as an innocent child, in lowly surroundings and manners so mild. A carpenter's son, he could not much afford the riches of earth, yet they called him the Lord. Upon an old cross now he was crucified. Forgive them, O Father, he
said ere he died, his tomb was sealed up with a stone right away. But nothing could stop him from rising that day. On Easter's bright morning, he won victory. Eternal salvation for you and for me.
This Lord is my King, and
this Lord is my King, and this Lord is my King. He is King of all kings. Oh, sing, all ye people, and lift up your voice. Triumphant and joyful, we sing and rejoice. Redeemer and Savior, he's coming again. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen.
Dear friend, please consider this question today. Is Jesus your Lord and Redeemer this day? The joy and the peace of this Lord is for you to take as your own and to live life anew. So answer his call and his word now obey, and trust in his grace as these words you will say.
This Lord is my King, and this Lord is my King, and this Lord is my King. He is King of all kings. Oh, sing, all ye people, and lift up your voice. Triumphant and joyful, we sing and rejoice. Redeemer and Savior, he's coming again. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Thanks, guys, for those songs. I was encouraged with that song that says, I'm safe because I know his arms are holding me. And there's something that happens when the arms of the Lord are holding us, that we're able to function in life and get through life in a special way. We've been sitting for a while. Let's stand together. And we have just a few worship songs here. We'll sing together as a congregation. James.
Well, I hope that makes you feel like singing, like it makes me feel like singing. So this is your chance to sing. We were looking in Sunday school this morning at Job, and the verse was mentioned in Job. I can't say exactly where it is, but though you slay me, yet I will trust in you. This first song is actually from Psalm 23, verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near. And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go, through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go, in every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me. Yes, I can see a life that is coming for the heart that holds on. A glorious light beyond all compare. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, to know you're here on the earth. and I will fear no evil, for my God is with me, and if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go, through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go, in every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me. I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, still I will praise you, still I will praise you. Singing, oh no, you never let go, through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go, in every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me. Oh no, you never let go, through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go, in every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me. Lord, you never let go of me. Lord, you never let go of me.
Lord, I thank you that you don't let go of us and we don't need to fear any evil. Lord, as already mentioned by the guys singing this morning, you are a holy God. And so we worship you this morning, Lord. You are holy. You are mighty. You are worthy. Worthy of praise.
With me, ladies, with Carla. You are holy, you are mighty, you are worthy, worthy of praise. I will follow, I will listen, I will love you all of my days. I will sing to and worship the King who is worthy. I will love and adore him. I will bow down before him. I will sing to and worship the King who is worthy. I will love and adore him. I will bow down before him. You're my Prince of Peace, and I will live my life for you. I will sing to and worship the King who is worthy. I will love and adore him. I will bow down before him. I will sing to and worship the King who is worthy. I will love and adore him. I will bow down before him. You're I will live my life for you. You're my Prince of Peace, and I will live my life for you.
Singing four more songs. Our first song is going to be entitled Glory and Honor, just a song of adoration to God the Father, going into the throne room. And following that song, we'll be singing Alpha and Omega, just proclaiming who God is. He is the beginning and the end. He is the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. Followed by the Alleluia chorus, again proclaiming He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And our last song today will be All Rise, a picture of worshiping face to face in the throne room around our Savior.
What a wondrous joy will be.
gathered with the angel chorus, standing by the glassy sea. Such a thought is hard to fathom in the presence of my King, and with countless ones forgiven, gathered round the throne to sing.
Glory and honor, worthy is the Lamb. Glory and honor, worthy is the Lamb.
Mortal words cannot express it, all the ways you reign supreme. Even death can't hold the vastness or approach this awesome theme. You are God, and to your glory we will worship and abide. In your presence there forever we'll be happy to reside.
Glory and honor, worthy
crying, and no more pain. The
former things are all passed away. He that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. He said to me, Write these words, for they are faithful and true. And it is done. It is done. It is done. It is done. Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the Son of God, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, He's everything, Messiah, Jehovah, the Prince of Peace is He, the Son of Man, Seed of Abraham, second person in the Trinity, He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. The Son of God, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, He's everything, Messiah, Jehovah, the Prince of Peace is He, the Son of Man, Seed of Abraham, second person in the Trinity.
He is the Alpha and Omega.
He is the Alpha and Omega.
God,
he is the Lord and
King
of
Messiah.
He is the Prince of
He is the Seed of Abraham.
He is the Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end, the Son of God, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, He's everything, Messiah and Jehovah, He is the Prince of Peace. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, Son of God, King of Kings, He's Lord of everything. He is Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Every time we sing that last phrase, I'm challenged. He is Lord. But is He Lord? Is He Lord today of your life? He created all of us out of nothing, but yet He doesn't force Himself to be Lord of our life. That's a decision that each one of us has to make. The next song we're going to sing is the Hallelujah Chorus. And this song, we've sung a lot of songs today about God caring for us personally, how God knows us and how God knows every detail of our life. He cares for the struggles we're going through. And I'm so thankful we have a God of love that can do that, does that. And God definitely is a God of love. But I think sometimes us as Christians, we maybe limit God a little bit in our minds. God is so much more than just a God of love. God is God. He created everything out of absolutely nothing. And as we sing this song, this song tries to capture the majesty of God. So as we sing this song, look past us singing it and look to the cross and pass that to the tomb and pass that to the throne room where right now, today, Jesus is at the right hand of God interceding for us. What a wonderful thought.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
hallelujah, 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 for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, 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 for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 the kingdom of this world is become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ, and of His Christ,
and He forever shall reign
and ever, forever, and ever.
And He
forever and ever, forever and ever.
And
He shall reign forever and ever.
And He forever reign
forever, ever and ever and ever.
King of kings
forever and ever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And Lord of lords
forever and ever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. King of kings
forever and ever. Hallelujah.
And Lord of lords King of kings
forever and ever. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And Lord of lords,
King of kings, and Lord of lords.
And He shall reign forever and ever.
And He shall reign forever and ever and ever. King of kings
forever and ever,
and Lord of lords.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And He shall reign forever and ever and ever.
King of kings
and Lord of lords.
King of kings
and Lord of lords.
And He shall reign forever ever and ever,
forever
King of
and ever,
forever Lord of
and
lords.
Ever.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Our last song's All Rise, and put yourself in the, how do I want to say this? I'm not sure what the composer or what made the composer this song, what gave him this vivid scene, other than the Holy Spirit himself. And I'm not sure exactly how it's going to be around the throne, but I do know that there'll be worship, and there'll be worship in spirit and in truth, face to face. That gets me excited. As we go into next week, as we go out of these doors today, let's not have the worship stay here. It's not the building, it's the people. It's our Savior. Take the worship with us into next week. It's a challenge. If we don't worship here, we won't worship there. Someday, face to face, we will be worshiping around that throne. After this song, let Mark close the service.
was a holy hush all over as I walked into the room. And as I stood before him face to face, I was gloriously made new. There was a great and awesome presence, and a light bright as the day. And as I bowed to kneel with angels, I heard the Spirit say, "All right." Stand before the throne in the presence of the Holy One. All rise, all rise. As we worship the Messiah, all rise. As I looked at those around me with their hands uplifted high, the Spirit laid his hands on me and I uplifted mine. We were singing hallelujahs, praises to his name. And as I bowed to kneel with angels, I heard the Spirit say, "All rise, all rise, all rise, all rise, to stand before the throne in the presence of the Holy One. All rise, all rise." Worship the Messiah. All rise,
all rise,
all rise, all rise, all rise, to stand before the throne in the presence of the Holy One.
All rise,
all rise. Worship the Messiah.